Welcome to Winners on a Wednesday, episode 316. And in this episode, you're going to be learning all about the best strategy to invest your money, which I believe is to buy a property, add value, refinance, but don't just rent it out the normal way. Rent it out room by room as a house of multiple occupancy. Now, you do need to know what you're doing. So in this episode, we're going to be following around Paul Smith, who is one of my academy members, who's going to be showing you his successful BRR to HMO and explaining the best way to invest your money into property in 2025.
Welcome to Bolton. I'm going to tour you around 4-bed HMO. And currently, it's net property, £600 a month.
The basic system that we've worked on this particular property is what we call a BRR, which is basically you buy it, you refurb it, you refinance it, and you rent it. So here we are in the hallway. This was a currently three-bed terrace property, so we had to put this partition wall in, which we insulated as well. Obviously, we've got the fire door in here. This would create the first bedroom on this floor, so let's go and check it out.
Straight away, what he's done is really smart, because often when you walk into a house, you've got a big living room, but you can very cheaply, for about £1,000, put a partition wall, and now you've got a separate room, and then you can put a bed in it, and now you've got a bedroom, which is gonna maximize your rent on the property if the area is right.
Here we are in the first bedroom, which we fully renovated. We put new flooring down, fully furnished, new bed, new blinds. We decided to switch strategies from buy to let, obviously learning the BRR to HMO from Samuel, through the training, through the academy and stuff. The benefits from that is with basic buy-to-let now, it's just one tenant, one source of income. Interest rates have increased quite heavily. That's not giving you the same kind of profit margins what it once did. And we decided to go to HMO. You know, it gives you multiple income and the profits on that are a lot higher than they are on your traditional buy-to-let.
Another great thing about HMOs is that you're actually bringing more affordable accommodation onto the market. Rents are increasing, house prices are increasing, there's a massive shortage of houses. So when you break one house up and you create four rooms, now you're providing more accommodation. And Paul is just a really regular guy. He's actually a kickboxer, he's a coach, down-to-earth guy. It's great being able to help ordinary people with good hearts, working people, to be able to be, not only make money in property, but also to be able to bring more affordable homes and accommodation.
Well, here we are in our communal area. Got nice 55-inch TV, got a nice set of blinds in, blackout blinds as well. Just a great space for our tenants to have a nice, relaxing time down here. Currently down at Northwest Warriors, we've been teaching for 22 years. This is our full-time martial arts centre that we're currently in. Kickboxing has always been a passion of mine. It's always a great way of helping children to change lives. And that is one of our ethoses of Northwest Warriors, is changing lives one life at a time. In 2028, and the subscript obviously went into lockdown, that affected the subscriptions quite heavily. Kind of made me realize that I can't really fully rely on kickboxing, kind of push forward more into the property.
And it might be that you've got an occupation or a business that you absolutely love. He loves being a coach and doing kickboxing. He loves doing that. But you can continue doing that. But on the side, if you invest strategically into property, you've got your money coming in over here, but then you're still doing what you love and you're going to work because you want to, not because you have to.
Our tenants currently, we wanted to focus on professionals. And one of the themes that we wanted to give the tenants was like a hotel type feel. But one of the key things is it's got two great bus stops. One outside the house, which takes them straight into Bolton, and on the opposite side, takes them straight into Bury, which can link them up to Manchester. So that seemed very, very appealing to him.
And what he did well was he checked the demand before he bought the property. If you're planning on doing a property as a HMO, you need to know, who's my market? Is it students? Is it professionals? Who's going to be in the property? Go on spareroom.co.uk, look at the supply, look at the demand, speak to HMO management companies and ask them, is there demand in this street? Is there demand in this area? How much would I likely to be get per room? Would it work? Do that. Check the rules before you even consider actually purchasing. Before you invest in property, invest a little bit of time and maybe even a bit of money into your education and to your due diligence before you start investing.
So we purchased the price of 125 for the property, the 17 grand refurb, total price of 142. The room rates were around about £600 per room on average. That gives us a net of 2350 roughly. And then we've got our expenses out of that, which is your normal amenities, gas, electric, poll tax, water bill, management charges and stuff. That's around about 700. And that leaves us roughly around about £1,625 per month.
It's quite amazing that there are houses right now in 2025 that you can buy for as low as 125 grand. I mean, you're not going to need a lot of deposit to buy a house like that. As it happens, he bought it cash. With a small refurb of 17,000, renting out for over £2,300 a month with a profit of £1,600, it's not bad. Very good yields.
So this is the kitchen space. So in here, they've got plenty of cupboard space. We've put a nice fridge freezer in there. So there's four trays in there. So they've each got their own space. There is a few other little things that you had to put in to make an HMO kitchen safe and sound. So one of them is a heat alarm, so don't put a smoke alarm in. Like the rest of them outside there is smoke. You're going to put a fire blanket in, going to make sure there's a fire extinguisher to hand, obviously, and carbon monoxide alarm just right here for the boiler. So currently we've not got a mortgage on it, so we're going to be looking at refinancing the property, pulling most of our money back out of it. And then what we'll do then, once we've the refinance has gone through, we're just basically going to replicate and do another four-bed HMO in Bolton. As long as you buy the properties right and you do your figures correctly and it all stacks up, there's no reason why you can't just keep replicating that time and time again and just build your portfolio up over time.
You know, it's really interesting. We filmed this about a month ago, and since filming it, he's gone and bought another property. Same story. So he's refinancing that first one. He's bought a second one for 190 grand, spending 40 grand on it, and then the end value is 300. So now he's unstoppable. See, it took 12 months of me mentoring him for him to get this one done start to finish, but now he can just rinse, repeat, and grow his property empire. So, man, I'm excited. Congrats, Paul. You're a legend.
So this is our backspace here. The house kind of looks a bit grimy, a little bit, just needed a good lift up. So we give it a full paint. We've painted the windows black as well, just to really get those windows popping out. And the top window, right up there, is an actual fire window. It fully opens. When we had our fire inspection with the officer, they was absolutely delighted about the window. It was absolutely down to compliance and everything.
Another interesting point is when you get a HMO with just four bedrooms like this one, technically you don't need a license for it. So the council aren't going to come out and inspect it. So a lot of people just run small HMOs and they don't do it to the proper regulations that you should do. However, we teach our students to run them properly. He only spent 17 grand. I mean, that outside looks massively different. Inside what he's done, he's got it as a compliant HMO. So if they change the rules down the line and they say, actually, all HMOs need to be licensed, even if they're only four beds, his will pass the checks. It's big enough, they're the right sizes. He's got all the fire safety checks done. So he's done it the proper way and he's still making lots of money. It makes sense to do it proper.
Right, we're just gonna go upstairs. One of the things that we can talk about while we're here is the legal requirements for fire doors. This is a legal requirement. The fire door casings as well. And you've got to put returners on the doors so they do self-shut once the doors have been opened and closed. So when we first looked at this property, obviously the first thing we looked at was the floor plan. According to the floor plan, it looked like it was going to be feasible for an HMO, but we don't just rely on floor plans. And you should never do, because estate agents can get it wrong. So when we came and did the viewing, I brought my laser meter with me just to make sure each room was the sizes that the floor plan was suggesting this house actually was. The minimum size of an actual room is 70 square feet. So you've got to make sure, again, your smallest room is 70 square feet. This particular property, each room is under 100 square feet. So this is why we need a communal space.
The rules are that the rooms need to be 70 square feet. If they're 100 square feet, now you don't need a communal area. And the kitchen, you need to have half a meter of workspace per tenant that you've got in the property. So it's pretty basic, pretty straightforward. Again, this isn't a licensed HMO, but he's going belt and braces on it anyway, as he should do, as he's taught. But what you should be doing right now, go on Rightmove, go to some of these towns, these greater Manchester sort of cities, scroll through the properties that are around 100, 150 grand, and look at the floor plans and work out, how could I reconfigure the floor plans and how many people would I be able to rent this property to? Is there Article 4 in the area? Do I need a HMO license? Speak to HMO management companies and start finding your perfect perfect HMO. And then if you can buy it at the right price, push the VAT up and refinance, you're getting your money back and you're getting really high rent.
So here's a bathroom, did a full refurb in here. One of the things what was in here was a window right up there near the shower. I was a bit unsure. I thought, you know what, maybe we need to get rid of that window. Just wanted to double check. So part of the Samuel Leeds Academy, jump on, get a mentor call, ran it by Sue. She said, yeah, 100% get rid of the window for obvious reasons. So obviously we did that. So the way we found this particular property is through Rightmove. I have a lot of notifications set for certain properties or certain areas, certain prices. This one particularly came into my emails. So I rang the agent straight away. We had it from seeing it to viewing, so under contract within 3 hours. And one of the reasons we managed to get a great deal on this property was the fact that we could act fast. Again, it's something Samuel does mention on the Academy. Always have your credentials in place. Got a couple of quotes in. Quotes were averaging around about 30,000 to do the full renovation. But we managed to get that down. So a couple of acts that I will give you is use people that you know, if you know anybody. We got that down to 17 grand. So the whole refurb cost us £17,000.
I think the reason Paul's winning is because he's an action taker and he moves fast. He got the whole thing wrapped up in 3 days. That's absolutely incredible. In property, when a good deal comes along, it doesn't stick around very often. You need to be prepared to take action, act fast. And I'll tell you something as well, when you act fast, but you've also got the knowledge, and he's got obviously all the mentors, myself helping him, then you can't really fail.
By joining Samuel Leeds Academy, it's kind of given me the education, the knowledge, the know-how, and the confidence as well. If you get the right education and you know that you can implement the education, what you've been taught, and even if you're still doubtful about yourself, just the sheer fact that you're surrounded by people who have already achieved what you want to achieve. And if it wasn't for joining the Academy, there's no way I'd be able to have done an HMO seamless as it's been.
Please show some support and some love to Paul Smith for coming out and sharing his story. Drop a nice comment, hit the like button. And if you want to follow in his footsteps, and if you want to get supported, mentored, if you want me to train you in property, it all starts at the Crash Course. So tickets are £1, limited spaces available. Click the link below, get your ticket booked. Do it quickly, do it now, and come and meet me. Spend a day with me and the team at the Crash Course. And I look forward to seeing you on Winners on a Wednesday soon as well.